Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Legacy Cannabis in Duluth expects to be the first non-native adult-use cannabis dispensary to open in Minnesota. Lead consultant Josh Wilkins-Simon says they're waiting for final approval from the White Earth Nation on an order of cannabis.
Flower pre-rolls and some initial products. And yeah, very optimistic that that still could be as early as this weekend, but most likely early next week. So it's an incredible time, that's for sure.
Wilkins-Simon says they received a micro-business retail license from the Office of Cannabis Management and City of Duluth Retail Registration. He expects to purchase cannabis from state-licensed growers when their flowers become available. The co-chair of the Minnesota House Transportation Committee is cheering news that Metro Transit will suspend North Star commuter rail service starting in January. Republican Representative John Kosnick of Lakeville says it's a huge savings for the state.
And I'm really excited, and I think commuters and taxpayers should be pleased as well that we're going to save millions of dollars, but also be able to continue to provide good transit options in those corridors at more regular intervals.
Kosnick says North Star had an operating loss of $11 million annually. Bus service will replace the trains and be used to take fans to Vikings and Twins games. Protect Minnesota is speaking out following the Minnesota Supreme Court's decision that says it's legal to carry a ghost gun without a serial number. In its ruling, the High Court says the regulation ultimately rests with the state legislature. Protect Minnesota argues the ruling will leave a critical gap in law enforcement's ability to trace weapons to crimes and violence. And the Minnesota Twins open a 3-game series with the Kansas City Royals tonight at Target Field. A control structure designed to regulate flows of the Red River is finally finished just south of Fargo. It's one of three that will regulate the 30-mile diversion channel, reducing the potential for damaging floods in Fargo-Moorhead. Corps of Engineers Major Kyle Volk says this build is heavy-duty, permanent flood protection.
This structure has a foundation that's over 10 foot thick. It sits on pile. The pile reaches into the ground 21 miles. We've placed over 47,000 cubic yards of concrete on this structure.
Ames Construction of Burnsville was awarded the $115 million contract. And Minnesota Lynx are back in their home court tonight to face the Washington Mystics. The 25-5 Lynx topped the Storm 91-87 Tuesday night in Seattle. Guard Dejanay Carrington had 13 points in her Minnesota debut. Forward Nafisia Collier missed her first game with an ankle injury and is expected to be out 2 weeks. This is MNN.